Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
She's persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose: to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host,
Anna. The Real McCoy!
Remember, she's from Kenya. She is currently residing in Arkansas, but she came down on last Friday, and it was so wonderful to see her. And her name is Esther. If you're not a member of Woman Act Now, I want to encourage you to do so, and you can certainly connect with Esther and all of our ladies on Woman Act Now, and you can do so by visiting our website at www.womanactnow.com. Mm-hmm. So I believe we got our technical things in order on today, Coach Anna. So talk to us a little bit about the book, what we're going to be talking about today with crucial qualities for successful execution.
All right, our critical qualities. Well, you know, we had a great meeting this past week on execution and being able to help women to execute in their lives. I want to make sure, like I said, we have a few little technical difficulties today because I'm looking for my stuff. Let's see, maybe we get a different one. Well, we're not over there, so let's see. I'm not sure if we broadcast. Let's see if we, I might have cut us off some kind of way when we post it on Facebook. But we're, you're going to get to us anyway. You know, this is like, what we call this? Live radio.
Yes, live and in living color.
Yes, we are live in living color. And
see it
then,
all.
Then we'll get a roll. Oops, it looks like we're already broadcasting, so it looks like we're on target here. So we're not exactly sure where that is, but it looks like we're recording, so we're just going to keep on recording. And it's back there. Ah,
yeah,
there it is, back there somewhere. So you've seen it all. All right, we're going to welcome you. Now we're going to really start our program here. Shauna. Oh. Oh, this is so funny. I know y'all watching us trying to figure this out. Okay. But guess what? We're going to get to fix that in a minute. Boy, this is ghetto today. Let me tell you the truth.
This is just called Behind the Scenes Before the Scenes Start.
All right, you on there. I was just doing a cute quality control on the iPhone. You can get Blog Talk Radio on your iPhone. Just go to Blog Talk Radio and create a bookmark for your iPhone, and you can hear the show live right from your iPhone. So I'm not sure if you have that ability in other areas. So we are going to welcome you to Woman Act Now Radio for the third time today. And we want to talk to you a little bit about, because this what you're seeing if you're watching us via the live broadcast, this is what you'll see when they see the recorded program. So might as well start this over. And we want to welcome you because we're going to be talking about critical qualities of execution. We've been talking about this over the last couple of months and what's important today, and we had an opportunity to talk and to share with our ladies at our Woman Act Now meeting. We want to encourage you, if you did not have an opportunity to attend that meeting, you live anywhere in the country or the world, you have an opportunity to be able to watch that also, to watch it on, to watch the show on your, what am I thinking? Oh, to watch it online. Y'all know I'm a little off today. Just a little bit off. Oh, we're not even broadcasting?
You could have.
Oh, I have some issues here. Okay, so now we're going. So, okay, now we're broadcasting. Now we got a little sound. So, again, welcome to this. No wonder why we lost our viewers today. It's like, we don't know what Coach is doing. So, Coach is talking about those critical qualities for successful execution, which he isn't able to do today. So, you know, it started this morning. Let me go ahead and tell off on myself. You know, on Thursdays, you know, we're supposed to execute on the Woman Act Now prayer, 5:30 in the morning. I just got, you know, when I got home yesterday, I was in Atlanta. I had an emergency trip there that wasn't a part of my schedule, but, you know, life moves things around for you. So I went to Atlanta, and I got back yesterday evening. I had another commitment. I went to that, and when I got home, you know, the 50 trillion cells of me decided, you know, she only had one thing to do, and we all got into agreement, and that was to go to sleep. So then she kept sleeping. And she slept, and she slept, and she slept till 8:30 this morning. And so WAN members, they've been calling me today, Coach, are you okay? Why? Because you know what? They know that Coach executes. So Coach executed on that sleeping last night and didn't wake up this morning. So I think that just kind of threw me off because I truly enjoy doing the Woman Act Now prayer. So I missed it this morning, but we had some women who stepped right in. And I don't know why you're laughing at me. You didn't show up either. I didn't have my backup team, and we hadn't even got to Leslie yet. Leslie wasn't even there.
Yes.
But that's all right. We have women in who are members who know how to execute, and they jump right in. And today's words were first fruit. So we're going to keep moving forward, okay? So let's get into the meat of this issue. I think I'm ready now. Crucial qualities for successful execution. What is that all about? We had the opportunity to share this in the Woman Act Now monthly meeting, and I was telling you, sharing with you that, you should be sure to connect on, what is it, Woman Act Now, on our website,
mm-hmm.
and you can go back or you can connect right here on Ustream and connect in some of those other sources so that you can begin to check out what we talked about when we talked about execution, because we did talk about these crucial qualities, these critical qualities that you need. So the first thing that we talked about was character and integrity, that in order for you to be able to really execute well in your life,
mm-hmm.
you have to be a person of character and a person of integrity. And in order for those two to work together, we got into this whole thing, and I got a message from someone who was watching us online, was so grateful for this message on you know, the crucial qualities of successful execution and tying it back to your character and your integrity from the perspective of those are the two things that oftentimes we're not able to do or be able to complete things in our lives because fear pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Fear then impacts our character, and then it also impacts our integrity. And so they were talking about how important that message was so that when you are able to recognize fear, you won't mm-hmm. fall victim when your character is really placed under pressure mm-hmm. and your integrity is not there. You know, because it's the character of you that starts to get questioned if I should do this or if I shouldn't do it. But your integrity is your protracted actions over a period of time. That means that regardless you have acted in a certain way
mm-hmm.
over a period of time because you have integrity with your character.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the first two things that you want to think about what we have here in the book. The first of these qualities is character, executing your ideas, staying true to who you are, and living your best life require a depth of character. In essence, character is who you are, not what you do. Character interlocks your values and beliefs, helping you to determine what is truly important to you. Now, when I think about that character interlocking your values and your beliefs, then it really turns, it holds you accountable to the behavior that really is the reflection of your integrity. One of our WAN words of the day, which was on last week, was the word integrity. And the word integrity meaning that integrity, I write them, but I don't memorize them. Okay? But I thought this was so good when we think about integrity. Integrity keeps the reflection of your character accurate and unquestionable. So when we think about character, character is what interlocks your values and your beliefs. It is the thing, it becomes the glue that really holds the two of those together. And we've talked about your values, we've talked about belief systems and what they mean, and that your values are the basis or the foundation for your beliefs. But it is your character that interlocks the belief and the value that ultimately integrity will help you act upon what you believe. Make sense?
Yes.
Shall I say it again?
I got it.
Okay, tell the people what I said.
This
is good.
I believe it. Can I say it?
Yeah, project.
Okay.
What? Well, no, I need you to say it like I said it.
Oh, well, then
it's my stuff. I need you to say it like I said it.
Okay, then. Go ahead.
What did you get?
Repeat it.
Oh, that is hilarious. I was trying to see, you know, did she really hear what I had to say?
I did, but I was gonna give it back to you. How
well,
I
give it back to me whatever way you got it. Now she's really confused. So how did you get it, Sean?
But it's the, what it is, it's the thing that causes you, when you are, can I say it?
Okay. Say it just like you,
okay.
You received it.
When you, as you're going through your everyday life,
mm-hmm.
your character is what causes you to, what I'm receiving is that how you respond and how you react, your beliefs, all of those interlock into your integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what causes you to respond to certain situations or certain things or your habits. How you respond on a day-to-day basis is what holds you true to that. So, like, say, for instance, if I believe in truth and I believe in hope, well, you may ask me things that may cause me to either, I can either tell the truth or I can tell a lie about it.
Okay. Okay.
But because of my beliefs, if I'm believing in truth, if I believe that this is, I want people to know that I'm truthful, I want people to know that I'm this, then I'll respond out of truth. If that's how I was receiving it.
I think you're right. That's right. Because what I said is that your character, it holds together your values and your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Your values, when we talk about and teach about values, beliefs, behaviors,
mm-hmm.
we look at the values as the foundation of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, there are inherent values that we all have. For instance, you know, I'm not a murderer. I'm not going to, I don't come here being a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
The basic value that's common among everyone is that I'm not a murderer,
mm-hmm.
okay? That's a value, that we do not murder. We don't, you know, it's just, it's not what we do. Whereas you do have some countries that when you think about that value, or you think about a woman or a man in a society where murder is, it's a value, which means that if you embarrass the family, then it's the only thing that's that we can do. We can do nothing else, but we have to kill you,
mm-hmm.
because we have to protect our honor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when we think about this from the perspective of values, the character is what weaves them together,
mm-hmm.
with your belief system that says, because I am a person of moral character, then I will not. I'm just not gonna murder. I'm not gonna kill people.
Mm-hmm.
So then your integrity holds you accountable to what you believe, so that you can behave in the appropriate way in order to really be able to be who you say you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I think about it, Shauna, I don't think that we still having technical difficulties here. Okay. Yes, I have someone probably trying to call me to tell me that there are technical difficulties here.
You think we can ask 708 to raise their hand if they hear us?
Yes. Okay. All right. I'm just looking. I'm trying to determine if we are on air. Let me just check again. If we're on air, because I don't think we are on air, because we are on there. I was in the queue. However, I don't believe that we are on the air. So we're going to go to a break for 1 second. And we are going to get on the air here. Hold on 1 second. Well, you can keep talking to him because you're on the video now.
I thought you were going to play a commercial.
Well, I can't play a commercial yet.
Oh. So we're talking about crucial.
This is so funny. 708, I see you up there. Oh, this is hilarious.
So we've been talking about... on our Woman Act Now program, is that you want to continue to move in that frame so that, number one, your beliefs aren't questioned, your values aren't questioned, and most importantly, your integrity, not just to yourself, but to others, isn't questioned as well.
Well, we couldn't figure out. Thank you, Shauna, for that fill-in. I appreciate it. That was good.
Thank you.
I want to encourage, I have a couple of people, 708 and 972. I see your hand is up, 972. So I am going to open up the line to you because I need to make sure that we're on the air. 972, are you there?
I am, Coach. This is Valda. You're broadcasting. I just wanted to let you know.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay, girl, because I think I cut us off somewhere. I don't know what was happening. But
okay.
Thank you so much for calling to tell us that. Am I broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, or are you watching us on Ustream?
I'm on Blog Talk.
On Blog Talk. Okay, so it's no telling what we got. Thanks for calling and sharing that with us. But while we got you on the phone there, Velda, because I know that you are a woman of character and integrity, and you were here at our meeting on Friday when we talked about these crucial qualities for successful execution being character, and integrity. Do you remember anything that we talked about as it relates? What did you get out of that meeting on Friday? Because I did get a comment from someone about when I brought that fear into the piece.
Right.
Not being able to act upon or execute on our ideas because we're afraid, and then our character and our integrity is questioned. Okay, go ahead, Velda.
Correct, Coach. One of the things that we talked about was a consistency of behavior. And I think it was, kind of wrapped around the fact that it's not just what we think or what we desire to do, but what we actually act out.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Velda, and thank you for listening.
Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you. All right. So there you have it. That's Ms. Velda, one of our members. And we want to encourage you to join us right now. And you can call into the show at 718-664-6402. To join us if you have something to share with us about character and integrity. We will certainly just raise your hands and we will certainly invite you to the show. So let's get into the nitty-gritty. There are three things when we talk about the crucial qualities of successful execution. I want to go back to the book. I'm on page 228. I speak in the third paragraph. The intention of character, the demonstration of character in action, is integrity. Remember I said character is what weaves both the values and the belief system together, and integrity is what holds us accountable to being able to act or facilitate the things that we desire in life. You know, Shauna, the whole purpose, one of my whole passions is really getting people to be accountable to their personal selves, to being people of character and integrity with themselves, not just other people. Life is easy that way. It's easy to have somebody looking at me and say, you said so-and-so, and you were going to do this. But it's very different for me to make a commitment to myself and be able to carry that commitment out. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes we've heard people say integrity is doing what you know to do when no one is watching. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what execution really is. When it comes to your dreams and visions, it's about you doing what you know to do when no one is watching you. Mm-hmm. So can you be a person of character, intentional integrity when it comes to your ability to execute on what you really believe is most important to you? And that's why I believe most of us have our greatest struggle, is that without integrity, it is impossible to be the best that you can be and to reflect your true character to others.
That's a lot to take in.
You're going to fail often when it comes to this. So, you know, as women, we cannot be women without integrity, without character, without the intention of integrity to watch over our character, to say, no, you are going to do this. You believe it. This is what you value. So this is what you must act upon. And then the simple question is this. What is the why? If we can identify when it comes to executing, we have to identify the why instead of the what. So why am I doing this? Why is this important? You know, even when we talk in our conversations with Coach, I'm constantly asking the individual. I don't ask them why, because if I ask them why, then people tend to get a little defensive. Mm-hmm. Instead, I ask, what do you want to take away from this? Or is there anything that would keep you from doing this? Mm-hmm. What I am searching for is for that woman to say, no, the why of this is because this is important to me. Are you sure there are no other roadblocks? No, there are none, Coach. There are none. I can get this done. Are you sure? Why do you want to do this? Why is this important? So that's what we have to begin to answer personally for ourselves, is the why of why. When we set a goal, we have to ask that question, why is this important? Why do I want to accomplish? That's a personal question. Now, it's not the same when you ask yourself that question, mm-hmm. but if I came to you and I say, why do you want to do this, Shauna? Your first reaction is defense, because I'm holding you accountable mm-hmm. to why you say you want to do this. Mm-hmm. So it's a real strange experience, but when you begin to ask the why, personally, that when you're doing what you're doing, when you're trying to execute on those dreams and visions, you began to ask that internal question of why. Why is this important? Why am I doing this? Well, you're doing this because it should be important to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the next one is, as you execute your ideas, it is important to understand that change is a constant. Change is a powerful force that will occur with or without your permission.
That's true.
For example, on Monday, when we got the call, our daughter was in a minor accident, but change, it's constant. It can occur with or without your permission.
Mm-hmm.
It was not my intention to be in Atlanta 3 hours later after that phone call.
Mm-hmm.
It was not my plan, but because things happen in the atmosphere, mm-hmm. then change also occurs. One of the things that I talk about, or a couple of things I talk about in the book, remember, this is about you having crucial qualities for execution. When we think about different types of change, because you're going to change regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So what will we identify that call, that change in my schedule, that change in my life, that change that caused me to take different types of actions? That change would be a crisis change
mm-hmm.
because it caused me to change what I was doing in that very moment
mm-hmm.
to accommodate and to meet a need of someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about crisis change, a crisis could be an accident, it could be a death, it could be anything that literally forces you to make a change. That's
mm-hmm.
what crisis change does.
Mm-hmm.
Crisis usually causes or calls for immediate change in your life. And oftentimes when we think of change, people often refer to it in the sense of changing, a drastic change. But it's these small changes that occur in our lives when we're trying to accomplish our dream and our vision and trying to stay the course. It's those little changes that really knock you off course,
mm-hmm.
that totally distract you and put you several days, several months, you know, several years behind schedule because of a force change in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to executing, we have to figure out, how do we deal with these types of changes? How do we manage this change in our lives? And I think that when we begin to think about this and we think about the opportunity of change and this crisis change, we have to be ready because change is coming with or without your permission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the next one is evolutionary change. It is a type of change which implies that you change gradually as your circumstances evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Evolutionary change gives you the opportunity to be conscious, to stay, you know, aware of your environment, but oftentimes it's mixed up with the fact that, you know, it's just changing, things are changing around me, but evolutionary change also requires a little bit or causes some force training to come, I mean changing to go along with it as well. When we think of evolutionary change, it could be in your job, it could be with electronics. A great example would be from the album, the 33-inch, 33 size, to the 45s, to the 8-tracks, to then the cassette tapes, to the CDs, and now we have MP3s. Now we've even evolved even more. You don't have to have the MP3. You don't have to have the CD. All you need is an internet connection for streaming technology. So, again, it's still evolving. When we have the system in our home called the Sonos system, it is evolving. When I first got it 2 years ago, it only had Rhapsody as an option. Today it has Rhapsody, Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
It has Napster. It has Last.fm. It has Series Radio, all on the same piece of equipment,
mm-hmm.
but the technology is the same. The music options are different.
Mm-hmm.
So evolutionary change also forces change on you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can resist it, and you can resist it as long as you want, but eventually you will evolve with the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final one is visionary change. This is the most productive form of change. And the reason for that is that the change is motivated from within,
mm-hmm.
not without. Just like when I said, if I ask you why you want to be a recording or artist, why you want to travel the world and sing and minister in the gospel, why, if I begin to ask you that, then I am forcing, I'm calling for an action. I'm calling for a response from you from the outside. But what's the most powerful change is when you are motivated from within to change. You will have the greatest opportunity to be able to accomplish some of the things you want to accomplish because they're coming from the inside out. And we want to be people who are motivated by visionary change. So as you change, you must imagine your success. And that's why this is so awesome, is that when you begin to change from the inside, and we're still talking about the critical or the crucial qualities for execution, is you must be a person of character and integrity. You also have to be a person who understands the type of changes. Because if you don't understand how the world changes around you, you will always be flipped and flopped within that environment. When you can begin to recognize that what's occurring right now is a crisis change, it's going to force a little bit of change in my life, but it doesn't mean it's going to last always. It doesn't necessarily always mean that it's a permanent change. It may mean that it's just going to shift things around, and can you adapt and still get back on course? When we move to evolutionary change in our ability to be able to recognize when it comes to executing on our ideas, if we were trying to create media like I talked about with this evolving of media, but we just want to force it and create cassette tapes, what is that going to do for our ability to be able to execute on getting our product to market and moving that product and distributing that product if we do not respond to the changes in the environment that are demanding that we, too, ourselves change? So, and this is all impacting your ability to execute, but the most powerful and the most productive form of change is that visionary change, is your ability to see it from the inside out and begin to act upon your dreams and your vision. So then, now you're starting to get the support you need from the outside that will confirm what you're pursuing on the inside, and your ability to execute becomes easier and easier. Okay? Then I want to move over to what we call our moving over to when we think about some additional things that we are required to have in order to accomplish our dreams and visions and to be able to execute on those dreams and visions, is that here is one where clarity. Clarity is probably, when you think about your ability to be able to execute on your ideas, clarity is going to be one of the greatest keys for you. You remember when we were doing our business mentoring class, and I gave an assignment to the individuals, and I said, you know, here's the assignment. You have to learn how to really pay attention to what people are saying. Use your words effectively. When you think about execution, are you really communicating the appropriate information with the greatest amount of clarity so that you're able to execute on what you want in life? So, and I remember when we were teaching this business mentoring class, I asked them, I gave them an assignment. I instructed them to set aside 30 minutes before the next scheduled class and answer certain questions about their business plan. The second part of the assignment required each student to schedule a time to call a fellow student in order to verify that he or she fulfilled the first part of the assignment. After explaining the assignment, I ascertained that the students had a clear understanding of what was required. How did I do that? I asked them specifically, do you really understand what I'm asking you? Yes, coach. No problem. I got it. I got it. What's the assignment? I got it. Now, this assignment was all about their ability to execute. And you're going to start to see when we start thinking about what was going on, what happened to these students. And here, after explaining the assignment, I found out if they really understood. Even though all the students insisted that they understood the assignment, they had a terrible time trying to fulfill it. So this is some of the things that I discovered once we got back into the class 2 weeks later. I discovered that there is a, in order to execute, you have to be clear about what you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had 8 to 10 people in that class, and all of them just about got it wrong because they did not have clarity about what they were to execute. It's interesting when we do our conversations with Coach and we go through the woman think and we start to take that 60 seconds to get 6 steps to execute, and how you ask the woman, okay, now I want you to give me back, share with me what are those steps of execution. Are you sure you're clear about that? Are you saying this or are you saying that? Why? Because we're trying to gain clarity on your execution step,
mm-hmm.
so that when you walk away from this call, walk away from the table, that you are clear that you are going to pick up a magazine, what magazine? You are clear that you are going to identify a customer base, what customer base, rather than just, I'm going to just identify everybody. No, what specifically does that buyer look like?
Mm-hmm.
That's what clarity is. It is driving it down from one level to the next level to the next level until you are certain that you are clear about this assignment, about what this is that you have to execute on. So going back to that, to the students in the class, listen to these excuses. I wrote the assignment on my calendar, but my information was incomplete. I wasn't sure whom I should call.
I was 2 hours late making my call, but I called anyway.
Now you know, when I heard that one, I jumped on that one. This one's like, well, I was 2 hours late, but I called anyway after
mm-hmm.
that. And one of them said, you know, I wasn't sure who I was supposed to call.
That I forgot the time I scheduled my 30-minute assignment, so I wasn't ready when she called to verify.
So, you know, this is why many of us are not as good as we can be in life, because we are poor executors. And in order to be an excellent executor, you have to be a person who pursues clarity. You want to make sure, Shauna, she is a person who pursues clarity. She want to make sure it is, okay, wait a minute. Now, if she has any ounce of a misunderstanding, she's coming back. Why? Because I believe she's truly learned the critical quality of successful execution truly is your ability to have clarity about what you are to execute. One person said, I called the wrong person. I'm thinking, that when I heard that, I was like, how in the world could you call the wrong person? Well, I got confused because I thought that was the person I was supposed to call. Why? You cannot. And at the end of the day, not a single one of them executed on the simple assignment. And that simple assignment was take 30 minutes to work on your business plan. Then we're going to have one person hold you accountable who will call you at a specific time just to verify that you spent 30 minutes working on that business plan. That's execution. The first party had something to execute. That was to find the 30 minutes, to agree upon a time, sit there and do it. The second party, who was not the party to the business plan, but their responsibility was to execute, not really hold accountable the person who was doing the 30-minute assignment, but their assignment was just simply to execute, picking up the phone at the appropriate time, asking a simple question, hey, girl, were you able to do that? What you said? And they couldn't do it. So as simple as that is, think about some of the things that we do. Everything in life breaks down to the simplicity. Even the biggest of opportunities, the largest buildings that you see, the biggest houses that you see, all break down to a simple task.
Yes, that's true.
You know, the roofer doesn't come on and just slap a roof on. They do a step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter, that building, that school, that university, that office you're in, nothing occurs in mass.
Mm-hmm.
Everything happens from step to step to step. I do my part. Even if you have to send out an important document, I prepare the document, I meet with the people, I get the document proof read, everybody feels real good about the content, and we've got a final document. I take the document and I say to my assistant, I need you to send this document This is very, very important. It must be, you know, it must reach its destination, and I need you to send this document. Guess what? She now has steps to do to make sure she has placed it in the envelope, make sure she has chosen the appropriate time frame in which the document should be delivered, a simple check mark, make sure that she has the appropriate information to where the document is going and who is to receive it, and then to follow up, simply make a phone call to make sure that that document has reached the intended person's hand. So we think that that big deal, that $400 billion deal, was just done through all of these other things. But wouldn't it be a strange thing if, guess what, that final piece, we've spent all this time and energy, and then we give it to the assistant, and she had a crisis change in her life. That meant that she got a phone call, something happened, and my document's still sitting on her desk because she wasn't able to execute because of what?
A crisis change
that occurred. What happens to my $400 billion deal? No matter how brilliant the rest of the team is, if it's not executed to the final end to get the results that you want, it's ineffective. So you got to have that clarity when it comes to your ability to pursue successful execution. We have about 18 minutes left in our show, Shauna. I'm going to share with you, when you gain clarity, these are the things that come along with it. And we're not sitting around saying, I'm sorry. How many times are you going to have to say, I'm sorry?
Most people say it more than what they really should or more than what you'd want to.
But you
really shouldn't have to say it that much.
Well, when you get clarity about what you are supposed to be doing, why are you saying, I'm sorry? You're saying, I'm sorry because you missed something somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do the right thing, and I'm asking you, in your ability to execute, in your workplace today, somebody has asked you to do something, and I want you to say, okay, is this exactly what you want me to do? Now, as a Woman Act Now member, you would start to think about those six, the Woman Think formula, that when you're given an assignment, stop for a moment, take 60 seconds, think of six ways that you can execute it. Guess what? When you do that, you're going to gain clarity about what your assignment is. It doesn't matter how deep it is or how surface it is. If you get to start training your brain to think that way, you're going to become much more effective because clarity gets the assignment right. Clarity helps you to honor your commitment. Clarity keeps you focused on the task. Clarity eliminates confusion. Clarity expels excuses. It gets rid of the I'm sorry. I mean, you ought to get tired of saying I'm sorry. You just make a commitment and say, I'm not saying I'm sorry. Just do the right thing. And you can do the right thing when you know what you are to do without question. So finally, understand that the valley of execution is inevitable. You're going to get into that place. That's between what your assignment is and the result that you want in your life. You will eventually get to that place. I want to welcome our caller from 404. Thank you for joining us. We're talking about crucial qualities of execution, of successful execution. The space or gap between your ideas and your concrete actions is also known as the valley. The valley is the low place between the mountains that are your goals, whose peaks are your successes. That's why we're always doing this, Shauna. We're always going up and down. Why? Because the valley is the goals. When you achieve the goal, you reach the mountaintop. You will reach the peak. And, you know, we've got this, this month we're going to be talking about get optimistic about living, sister. That's goal setting. That's goals. It all stands for goals. Getting optimistic about living, sister. And what we're going to be doing is we're putting together the whole life aspect for the members to be able to download and start looking at their life in a more optimistic way by being able to gain this clarity, set their goals, getting optimistic about living, sister. Yeah, we're going to get you there, girl.
That's right.
What I'm saying. So you all can be looking for that within the next couple of weeks. but certainly before our event at the end of the month in October. And I think we might have to schedule a webinar so that we can get a lot more people involved in that and do a couple hours, a 2 hour. You have to have your homework done before you come. It'll make it much more effective if you want to get in on goals, really setting powerful goals that will really give you the life you want. That's why we call it Get Optimistic About Life, Sister. And we're talking to the women so that we can start to look at some of those life aspects. So the valley is the low place between the mountains that are your goals, whose peaks are your successes. Unfortunately, the low place can quickly become an emotional dungeon filled with internal repercussions if you fail to push through and execute your goals. Now, did you hear that?
I was a little distracted.
I know you were distracted. But when we talk about this, most people are stuck in the valley of execution.
Yes.
Okay, and I said that the valley of execution will become the emotional dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you cannot do, you won't execute, you won't push through.
You can't seem to get out of it.
You won't push your way through.
Mm-hmm.
In trying to be the best that you can be in life, trying to birth your dreams, trying to do the thing that you believe you were called to do,
mm-hmm.
is always a push.
Yes, it is.
You know, and like I said, if you get the vision of peaks and valleys in your life, and that the valley is the place between your idea,
mm-hmm.
the creative genius in you, and your ability to be able to get the result.
Because
mm-hmm. you have to sometimes take repeated actions to ultimately
mm-hmm.
get to where you want to get in life. But most people get stuck, and they have to pay the price
mm-hmm.
for getting stuck. And we call that the emotional dungeon filled with internal repercussions. Why? Because if you start to believe anything that I'm telling you about execution requiring your character and your integrity to be intact,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have some internal pressure.
Yes.
You're going to have some internal conflict.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pay a consequence if you become a woman who is a woman of a word, a woman of character, who will allow her character to be the glue of her values and her beliefs
mm-hmm.
and allow integrity, intentional integrity, to watch over her behavior to accomplish the dreams in her life, oh, you're going to suffer the internal pressures. Why? Because it will no longer be acceptable for you not to deliver on your word to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Woman Act Now is all about, a woman keeping a covenant, keeping a word with herself to birth her dreams and her visions, her ideas, to be the best wife, to be the best mother, to be the best employee or business owner that she was created to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to require you to have that character and intentional integrity that will hold it together for you, ladies. And I know that we can do this, but this is a way that we began to think, that we learned to push through the valley and ride the waves of your choices in order to produce actions that will help you achieve your goals.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So getting optimistic about living, sister, is our ability. If we can, we would become much more optimistic in our ability to set goals, to act upon those goals, to be able to achieve what we desire in life.
Mm-hmm.
When we begin to focus, when you start to get that clarity mm-hmm. about what you were born to do, what you were created to do. I had a conversation this morning with someone talking to me about a dream and a vision, and I said, you know, she says, I just have all these different things. But I ask this question, what is the big picture?
Yes, and that's the key.
Find out what the big picture is. And that's
mm-hmm.
why the goal setting is going to be
mm-hmm.
so powerful for you to participate in, is because when you can identify the big picture,
mm-hmm.
then we're going to start breaking it down into small pieces so that you
mm-hmm.
can begin to achieve and align all of your behavior
mm-hmm.
with where you really want to be in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't say that you want to be the best singer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gifted to sing. You haven't learned how to sing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't practice how to sing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to happen because
mm-hmm.
your actions are not aligning with what you believe, what you
mm-hmm.
say you value mm-hmm. in life.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have about 10 minutes left to our show. I want to make sure that if you're listening to us, you can call in to the show. Listen also on your cell phones, We can take your call if you want to chime in with us, 718-664-6402, or you can call in that number and just listen live from your cell phone. But I want to also get back to the 10. I'm going to give you 10 keys for successful execution. These are very simple. We all do it in life, but I believe that when you think about it, we want you to begin to embrace it. Before I go forward, I want to take our caller from the 214. How are you doing today?
Hi, Coach. This is Charlotte Ann. Could
Hi,
you
Charlotte.
Talk? How are you?
Excellent.
I'd like to ask you a little bit more about breaking the cycle of fear with execution.
Yes.
In terms of facing that, can you just touch on that just a little bit more for me, please? Thank
yeah.
You.
When we talked about what really comes against what is fear? First mm-hmm. of all, and you're referring to our time on Friday when we talked about there are two things. One is character. One is integrity. And then what comes to impact your character and your integrity is fear. Mm-hmm. So how did I connect those to execution? Why is that important to execution? Because your ability to execute you rely on your character and your integrity to be able to carry out the things that you say you're going to do in life.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think about fear, whenever you find yourself, let's say, for instance, we call fear, it's another word, procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
We call it procrastination because it's a great word,
mm-hmm.
but oftentimes it's your fear of moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And when we think about your fear of moving forward, the fear itself, Charlotte Ann, when you think about the fear itself, we identify what is it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It creates an internal pressure
yes,
on your character, which if your integrity is not intact, you will fail. You will just not do it. You will retreat. Remember we talked about the 50 trillion cells of you and how when you start paying attention to your body, start paying attention to your thought process,
mm-hmm.
then you will begin to pay attention to those 50 trillion cells, which makes up who you believe you are, from your molecules to your atoms, neutrons, all of these cells within your body. Whenever something contrary comes that threatens the 50 trillion cells, literally, if one of those cells feels threatened, the rest of them are going to join.
Mm-hmm.
And the primary reason is that you can't be fearful and courageous at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So where does it start, Charlotte Ann, with that one statement? If you can't be fearful and courageous at the same time, where is fear? Where does fear occur first?
In your mind.
In your mind. So if we can begin to think about fear from that perspective, and once we embrace it in our mind, because we might have seen something before. I mean, fear is real. It's not an unreal perspective. But oftentimes those things associated with fear are not true. That's what makes it fear. Fear is making you scared or
mm-hmm.
to run from something or to believe that something is that isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you think about where does that fear really associate first, before all the 50 million, if you can see all those 50 trillion cells,
mm-hmm.
when they come up on that dog in the street, we were walking along, we were doing just fine. I mean, we're having ourselves a walk, we go this route every day, and all of a sudden I see a big German shepherd. When I see him, I'm going to associate that German shepherd with something. If he's
mm-hmm.
wagging his tail, if his ears are down, if he's mild, if he's meek, I'm associating that with something. But if he's coming charging at me, what is my first reaction?
To run.
Why? Because those 50 trillion cells have
uh-huh.
already come into agreement, and now they are fleeing because they have identified
mm-hmm.
fear. Now, what is the reaction of fear? Retreat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to run to it, so you have to make a decision to be courageous in whatever you're doing, whether it's running from a dog or whether it's writing a new book. you've got to choose to be courageous so those 50 trillion cells will follow you, will follow your thought process, will get into agreement with you and begin to perform out of, they start working together because they all have to be in alignment. They all have to find balance. And when fear comes, fear is just to throw you out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you can get back, and you got to really think about it, when you found yourself in a fearful situation, how did you get back to courage?
Blocked out what was going on, that was whatever it was that was causing me fear.
But again, where did you do it? Right here. So
absolutely.
The brain is a, you know, it's not all of who you are, but it's an important part of who you are, and the capacity of it is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can begin to align our thought process, our brain, with our spirit man, and then be able to move forward, move all these things forward, that's where the true power is. Because guess what? That same brain can react and the whole body follows that has no spiritual relations to it at all. It's just pure flesh that's responding and getting into agreement, and those 50 trillion cells are going that way.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, for raising your hand, Ms. Charlotte Ann. Glad to have you on the show today.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
So you're listening to Anna, the Real McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio. We've been talking about crucial qualities for successful execution. I only have about 3 minutes left, so I'm going to just run through these quickly in 3 minutes, so catch it quick. All right, first one is choices are everything in life. When it comes to execution, your ability to know when to say yes and when to say no is going to be a powerful, powerful contribution to your ability to execute. Number two, value differences in methods of execution. Now, the key is to value differences. When you're trying to execute in your life, you want to value those differences amongst you as it relates to the methods of execution. If you don't learn to value differences and explore them for the clarity, then you will always be stuck in doing something your way, which may, in the end, prohibit you from being a great executor. Overcome internal struggles. We just talked about that internal struggle being fear. You've got to learn to move from fear to courage, from sickness to healing, for all those different things that you want in your life, from sadness to joy, in your ability to overcome internal struggles. That's why I ask, how do you go, you find yourself in a fearful situation, but how do you get back to a place of courage? You've got to learn to overcome the internal struggles that you might have when it comes to execution. One of the greatest internal struggles is that when it comes to you birthing your dreams, and looking at what the needs of others, whether it's your family, it's your work, it's your children, always an internal struggle. How will you overcome it? You've got to make that decision. Number four, vision is seeing plainly and clearly where you are going. You remember that clarity? You've got to have vision for it. If you have no vision, then your focus will be impaired. Vision and focus. Vision is the overall. Focus is being able to clearly hone in one part of that vision. What is that thing I'm going to do? And you need to be able to see it plainly and clearly. Get clarity as it relates to whatever you're trying to do. Number five, verify and follow up. Two major principles to execution. Verify that you've done it. Verify and follow up that others are doing. If you don't do those two things, you often will drop the ball, or someone in your camp will drop that ball when it comes to your ability to execute. Number six, patience and diligence, like faith, move mountains. Learn timing. When it comes to the timing of your ability to execute, learning how to be a person of diligence will carry you through the gap of execution. One of the greatest failures many of us face is when we get through that process, we act on things, but between the time and the result, oftentimes we lack patience to see things through. So like faith and diligence and patience, like faith, they will move mountains. Number seven, performance is a requirement of execution. This is the key. Being a person of passive inaction is totally contrary to execution. Often people say, well, I don't know when to do it, what to do, how to do it. But you must give a person a performance. You must just do it. Number 10, don't assume, ask. Get clarity, clarity, clarity. Number 9, always be honest. Number 10, keep your word. You'll be a powerful woman of execution. Thank you for listening. This is Coach Anna and Shauna signing off. Bye-bye.